Wait. Lingali chona njani mtogazo mushe Zimbabwe mushe kwazwai muri ya Zimbabwe. Welcome. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuning in to Live Talk The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri ya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Coming to you live from Studio 7 in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 30th of March, 2021. Mtogazo mushe Zimbabwe mushe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Mtogazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, if you're tuning in right now, you're tuning in to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Muri ya Zimbabwe, Mtogazo Moshe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Now let's delve into it, Muri ya Zimbabwe. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, the coronavirus, chirwere ichi, responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe. Thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. However, the focus is going to be on Zimbabwe's COVID-19 vaccination program. Now, when we focus on the vaccination program, yesterday alone, Zimbabwe received 35,000 Covaxin COVID-19 vaccines from India, and today, Zimbabwe received over 1 million Sinovac vaccines from China. So we look to delve deeper into these vaccines and kind of figure out how are these vaccines helping Zimbabwe in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. But now, as we wrap up the show, tonight is going to be our last show in the month of March, which is Women's Month. So once again, we give the platform to a young lady who's going to be joining us, Danielle Machibaya, who's going to be talking about her journey as a young entrepreneur. Danielle launched her business under the COVID-19 lockdown, so I'm looking forward to giving you that conversation with Danielle. So Zimbabwe, if you're looking to join us, we're going to be opening the lines for you, our loyal listeners. You can call us live on air, and the number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming live on our three Facebook pages, Muri ya Zimbabwe, we're available on our VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course our VOA Studio 7. So if you're watching live and you're looking to join, you can also write your name and number in the comments section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. If you don't feel like it, you can still leave your comments. We're going to be reading your comments live on air. And of course, do not forget to press the share button so that we watch the program alongside our networks, Muri ya Zimbabwe. So, COVID-19. So, without wasting time, let's delve into it. Coronavirus, first up, COVID-19. Now, as mentioned earlier on, Muri ya Zimbabwe, over the past 48 hours in Zimbabwe alone, yesterday we saw India donating 35,000 COVID-19 vaccines, and today in the country arrived over 1 million Sinovac vaccines from China. All of these, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, are going to be helping Zimbabwe gain that or hit that 10 million target by the end of the year. 60% of people to be vaccinated, Zimbabwe to gain herd immunity. That's the goal, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now, yesterday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was at Robert Gabriel International Airport, whereby he, received the Covaxin vaccine from India. Let's head over to a clip courtesy of the Ministry of Information's Twitter page of President Emmerson Mnangagwa telling us more about these vaccines.
This confinement is a timely and most welcome contribution to our ongoing national COVID-19 vaccination program. Is most welcome, Your Excellency. Your Excellency, Zimbabwe and India enjoy excellent bilateral relations dating back to the days of our liberation struggle, and we have over the years expanded this cooperation into several strategic areas such as village health, traditional medicine, and the homeopathy, geology, mining, and the mineral resources, as well as broadcasting, information, and communication technology, among others. The strong cooperation between our two countries has deepened in the health sector and includes exchanges in specialized medical treatment, equipment, and the supply of pharmaceuticals from India.
Well, that was President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing the media yesterday as he was talking about the Covaxin vaccine that was arriving in the country yesterday. 35,000 of them are donated by India. Now, speaking of the nation of India, of course, joining President Emmerson Mnangagwa at the airport yesterday was His Excellency Vijay Kanduja, who is the ambassador of India to Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at a clip, once again, courtesy of the Ministry of Information's Twitter page of the ambassador explaining more in terms of the efficacy of the vaccine that they donated to Zimbabwe.
We have already used millions of doses in India itself. So that should put at rest any doubts or skepticism that may be there about the vaccine. The vaccine has proved to be 81% effective in the clinical trials and the usage that we have done so far. It's proved to be effective even against the mutant strains.
Well, that was the ambassador of India. He was explaining more in terms of the efficacy of the vaccine that India has donated to Zimbabwe. But now, speaking of vaccines, Muriel, Zimbabwe, a lot of people have been wondering, does Zimbabwe have the correct facilities to handle all these vaccines that are coming in? Earlier on today, the Deputy Minister of Health and Childcare, Dr. John Mangwiro, addressed the, I guess, cabinet in a post-cabinet briefing. Let's take a look at a clip once again, courtesy of the Ministry of Information Twitter page. If you're looking to watch all these clips, you can head over there. They will be showing, that's where you can watch the full clips. But let's take a look at a snippet of what Dr. Mangwiro said with regards to the COVID-19 vaccines in Zimbabwe.
Storage of vaccines is quite okay with us, but we are using a phased approach. The government's aim is to buy 10 million of them to get 60% herd immunity. This cannot be bought at the same time, so we are having a phased approach. We have enough storage for whatever we have brought, because this is being done in a phased manner, planned manner, so our storage is tight enough for what we have, and as we inject, we'll be bringing in more, which fits in our storages, from central storages up to clinics in the rural areas. So the government is deliberately buying these vaccines in a staged manner, like this is arrived now. We'll be giving it out. We have another 2 million vaccines on the way. So as we give out, we're bringing, knowing how much we have used, and bringing in them so that they remain safe and remain in the certain temperatures that are required, which is about 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. And our infrastructure is ready for that. I thank you.
Well, Muriel, Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from the Deputy Minister of Child Care and Health, Dr. John Mangwiro. He was addressing our cabinet today in the post-cabinet briefing, where he was explaining the program with regards to how a government is going to be rolling out these vaccines. And of course, does Zimbabwe have the right facilities to store these vaccines? So now let's quickly take a look at some of the comments, and then we'll head over to my first guest, who's joining me live via the telephone from Harare. We see on our Facebook page, who cast a little VOA Studio 7, watching you from Durban, Dumelanga, Amnyarazi. Thank you so much for joining us. Clement is saying, watching you from Windhoek. Clement, thank you so much. How's Namibia? MacD Martins is saying, watching you from Ramaphosa, South Africa. Thank you so much, MacD, for joining us. Nikesi Chauke is asking, how do I get my vaccine? Good question. I'm going to have Dr. Smemeza joining us soon. He's going to be explaining. uThabisa uyabhala ukuthi mina ngise Mozambique wozangilizonilanda sekushubile ecabo eDelgado. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ngamazwi akho Thabisa. Sibusiso Ndlovu saying, when are you coming to White City, my president? We miss you. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course there's other comments coming in. UChrispin uyabhala ukuthi watching you Ndrimumba Mangu, I want to know tenda zukuru, sir. Thank you for welcoming us in your home. Without wasting time, Mudia Zimbabwe, let's head over to my guest joining us, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. He's joining us live via telephone from Harare. Dr. Simemeza, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man.
Sure. Great to appreciate it.
Let's delve into it. Of course, there's always the case of COVID-19, the reason why I usually have you here. So the first thing we're going to delve into is, of course, the figures, the amount of people that have taken the COVID-19 vaccine so far in Zimbabwe, just under 70,000. What's your impression of that, Doc?
Yeah, I think the numbers are increasing, especially from the last time. It was only open to frontline workers, but now it's open to the general public. And I think we are going headed towards the right direction in terms of vaccinating our population and achieving herd immunity so that we fight this virus as soon as we can and get our lives back to normal.
Oh, so you're satisfied? Are you satisfied as a medical expert with the number that they're seeing? Some people seem to be against that, saying there's a lot more that we could do to make the number better.
I think it's an improvement, but there's a lot more that we can do to make it better, especially pertaining to our daily information about the vaccines to the public in a way that the public can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we still have a lot to do in terms of making everyone understand the science behind the vaccine in a simple, understandable way, such that even a child can understand. I think that's what we should aim to do from now.
Now, I want to touch on something that you were alluding to, I guess, briefly earlier on, which is that there's been an increase in terms of the figures, in terms of how many people took the vaccine, especially since the kicks, since our phase two, I guess, which was the last week. Some people, once again, are saying, you know what, yes, it's great that there has been an increase. However, the number is still very low in comparison to what people were expecting. Government is still going on saying 10 million by the end of the year. If things continue at the current rate, do you think we can hit that 10 million, 60% herd immunity?
I think we've just recently opened the vaccine to public. So I'll say it's too soon to make conclusions in terms of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can actually look at is the pattern that is happening. We've seen that I think most of the satellite clinics and everywhere that I've been, this past week, I've seen a lot of the long queues of people receiving the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually see that there's an exponential spike from the numbers we've been having over the past month, which is a good thing. So I think let's focus on the trajectory rather than the specific numbers. I'm sure the numbers say something, but just the trajectory of where we are now going, it's a good case.
Now, let's delve into the big news of the day. We've received another million of vaccines from China. And yesterday we received 35,000 Covaxin vaccines from India. Is there a difference in terms of all these vaccines, and is it necessary for us to receive a variety? We hear some medical experts celebrating that, but people don't seem to understand, is it necessary?
So I think what's there to understand about vaccines, they are made differently and they have different modes of action, and but they achieve the same goal. So the idea with having different vaccines is not necessarily that we're just having them, but it's because there's a limited number of vaccines worldwide right now at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for a country like Zimbabwe to have money to just buy a single vaccine, it's just impossible with the way everything is right now, the economy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So having multiple sources of vaccine, which work, which are efficacious, is also ideal.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is just for people to just take a vaccine for
whatever it may be, the choice that within their hand, you can choose. But the trick is to just take a vaccine that is efficacious, that has been proven to work, and those are the vaccines that we need to be in the country.
All right, Dr. Tumemeza, hold on the line for 1 second. Let me take a caller. I hear I have a caller who's on the line, so please hold on. Let me speak to the caller. They might have a question for you, so please pay attention. I hear I have a caller on the line. Let's hear who's on the line there. Caller, Mtereri. Nyakwamkela kuhlelo. Ngibani oconnecting wenu? Who's on the line?
Hey, Magadiko, Mkoma Mike Ove.
Mushe, Trinan Magadi enyu.
Ati nofara motora na mfundisi moyo kuno ku South Africa.
Mfundisi moyo zviri kufamba.
Aiwa tinofara tinongotenda Mwari anongotichengeta.
Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa Zimbabwe tatambira imwe nhomba yabva kuChina nezuro takatambira nhomba yakabva kuIndia kune dzimwewo dzadzagara dziri munyika. Tipewo maondereni.
Regai ndipende nokutaura chandiro chanzi kuti kuuya kwenhomba iri kuya mukati menyika yeZimbabwe ndikatarisa yakatanga kuuya yakabva kuChina yatakatiwa yasvika 200 kukazotengwa imwe futi yainzi yasvika 200 tikanzwa futi yakabva kuIndia neimwe futi yatengiwa chandiro chanzi kuti panhau yenhomba iyi maona ndirikiita tichiona yekutanga vanhu vakabayiwa havasati vasvika kana 100,000 saka zvinhu zvakafanana izvozvo zvimwe zvinhu zvinozoita kuti pamwe mushonga uyoyu kutengwa usingowanda zvakafanana kuti wotenga madhauzeni echingwa anosvika 1,000 uchigara kumapurazi kusina vanhu vakawanda vanochida chingwa ichocho chichitengwa wani pazuva kana kavhiki saka chingwa inopesa chitaura saka kutengwa kuitwa mushonga mukati menyika yeZimbabwe zvakanaka hatirambi but zvine dambudziko nenyaya yekuti hatisi kuona vanhu vakawanda vachibayiwa tichitarisa step uno pakamboya mushonga yasvika 80,000 asi yakatopera kubayiwa vanhu vose saka tichitarisa kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvakanaka kutenga zvoita sekuti ingori ngoma yabudiswa nhasi ine moto mapepa unzi iri kunakizenedza but vanhu vasingagamuchirisika mubvunzo kana kushandira kwada kuti ndoda kuti government yedu iri kumhanya uye futi nenyanzi dzekurapa dzinotaurira nyika yeZimbabwe vanenge vasiri kunyatsa kujekesera vanhu uye futi nokudzikisira utungamiri hwenyika nokuti pakutenga vari kuita mushonga nguva dzose andioni zvichizobatsira nokuti mushonga ichapisira imwe ichiexpire zvinobatsira nekuti tiri kuona vanhu vasvika kwa 100,000 vabayiwa saka chirevo chakafanana ichichi ndinoona sokuti kurasha mari nokutambisa mari izvo zvakafanana izvozvo.
Mune mvunzo here wamamuchida kukandira kuna Dr. Tumemeza tisati taendera mberi nechirongo?
Okay, kuna Dr. Tumemeza chandida kubvunza kuti kuna Dr. Tumemeza kubvunza mvunzo kuti Dr. tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kubayiwa mavaccine kunyika dzakasiyana siyana asi ndiri kuona vanhu zvevachiramba vachiva vakapfeka mamask saka mubvunzo wangu kuti kana tomboti vanhu vose vabayiwa vaccine iyoyo vose mamaski yawa anozoramba akapfekwa pazvipi zvakafanira kana munhu achinzi adya anonzi anoguta saka unzi kana uchingodya ramba uchidya kuitira uchava une nzara saka ndomubvunzo ndaubvunza kuna dhokuta ndizotaura hangu zvimwe zvekupedzisira.
Alright, hold on there, Moyo Parunari. Let's hear from Dr. Tumemeza so that let's hear if he can respond to you. Dr. Tumemeza, are you still on the line?
Ndanchikumbura
kuti mupindure vamoyo mubvunzo wavo.
Okay, atichitadzo mubvunzo wavo taro nawa moyo saka atini chekutanga chinofanira kunzwisisika ndechekuta kupa vanhu mavaccine manditi tirikuda kuti umwe neumwe adhize abhidhivheneti masoja emuviri anofaita chirwere chekorona handiti saka wakapiwa vaccine unobva watanga kugadzira masoja emumuviri anokwanisa kufaita chirwere ichi handiti saka iwe wakainfektwa nechirwere ichi unokwanisa kuve unacho but waane simba rekufaita chirwere which means paanenge achitipfeke mamasi tiri kuda kutanga taachivha inonzi herd immunity yekuti population yedu vanhu vakawanda vari munyika yedu vange vavaccinatwa varunde vakukwanisa kurwa nechirwere ichi vane masoja aya handiti saka kana a certain percentage of the population yavaccinatwa zvinoreva izvo kuti nekuti vanhu vakawanda vakukwanisa kuia chirwere ichi chirwere ichi hatichapararire maningi handiti saka kana vanhu vakawanda vasati vavaccinatwa zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanda vachiri havasi kukwanisa kuchirwisa chirwere ichi which means kuti
kwanisa kunge tichispreada chirwere kuti vanhu vakawanda munyika vasati vaitasi vavaccinatwa. Saka chikuru tinofanira kuramba tichipfeka mamask nekuti population yakawanda yakatitenderedza haisati yavaccinatwa. Saka hatisati tane vanhu vakawanda vari kukwanisa kufaita chirwere ichi kuti tisapararire. That's why tichiramba tichicontinua tichipfeka mamask tichicontinua hand sanitizing nekuti vamwe vedu.
All right, Dr. Smemeza, thank you so much for your response there. Let me hold you for 1 second. Let me see what our Ndebele audience are saying, and then I'll come back to you to end Rambere Nechirongwa. So Zulukandaba le amuzwa uDokotela Smemeza ubekhuluma lapha ngomlaleli emchazisela ngempela ukuthi kungani uqhathekile ukuthi even ngaphambilini ukuthi abantu bathathe iJackson elivikele iCovid-19 beqhubekele phambili begqoka amamask abegeza izandla lokunye okuchiyeneyo. UDr Smemeza uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi ukuthatha le Jackson does not mean ukuthi ngempela ususafe. So lokho kusho ukuthi ngeke ubhubhe, amathuba akho ukuthi ubhubhe asemancane in comparison ukuthi ungakathi thathi leli Jackson. Uyaqhubekela phambili ngempela uDr Smemeza ukuthi even if we develop herd immunity akuqhathekile ngempela ukuthi abantu baqhubekele phambili behlonipha imithetho ye World Health Organization. Siyabona ngempela ukuthi bakhona abantu abaningi ababhala kukhasi lethu le BOA Ndebele. Siyabonga kakhulu angemibono yenu kanye ngamazwi yenu. Ngiyabona ukuthi umgcinelo uyabhala ukuthi ayila nkinga le Jackson ngokubona kwami kuphela abantu basemsakazweni bathi asazi uhlatshwa njani ukuthi abantu abangesabi ngoba akuyona lento ecatshwa ngayo. Ayisiyabonga ngamazwi akho. Siyabona ngempela ukuthi u-admire ukhona uyabhala ukuthi siyabonga. Nge-update from South Africa Northwest, u-Shelton uyabuza ukuthi unjani msakazi. It's Shelton. Shelton mabuza, ngiyathaba ukungena kuhlelo namhlanje. Ayisiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyezwa ukuthi lo mlaleli I hear have a caller. Let's hear ukuthi ngani okhona ecingweni. Caller, hello. Okay. Ngiyezwa ukuthi u-second guest wami ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana u-Ashley Funye la ukhona ecingweni. Mnumzana Funye unjani?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu intani budentu.
Ngisha budas unjani wena?
Hayi wani
Ashley. Nantu udabula ukhona egudwini Ashley. You guys have been working on the ground talking about ama vaccines elizweni. What are your thoughts? Siyabona phela inani labantu just under 70,000 have taken the vaccine so far. As an organization, Abe Citizens Manifesto, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is that the vaccines have arrived, and we have seen that she has recovered.
Oh, what's that connected to me, Ashley?
Hello?
Okay, I couldn't hear you. You faded off. I'm going to look into Umbono Ako. I was saying ukuthi elizweni there's been just under 70,000 people that have been vaccinated so far. So I'm curious to hear your take as of course a member of Citizens Manifesto. How are you guys reacting to this?
Yes, so I think if you've been following what the Citizens Manifesto has been doing, we have what we call the People's Vaccine Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what we are trying to do is to try to bring around awareness to the campaign, to the vaccination process.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fundamental thing is that people are not aware, and there isn't much knowledge on the ground in terms of the entire vaccination process. So people are not sure, and there's a lack of confidence in terms of the whole vaccination process. Which, if you follow social media, you realize that a lot of questions, unanswered questions, that has been raised by people, and government has really not responded to the questions that are being raised by the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think broadly, what we have been doing is trying to raise much awareness and, make the people familiarize with the vaccines and how they work in a medical environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys keep asking questions, I guess, pertaining to the information that government is making accessible. However, we see government, by every day they release a statement on Twitter and on radio. We see Dr. Mawomba addressing the people every other week, talking about the progress that Zimbabwe is making in the fight against COVID-19 and about these vaccines. Is that not a step in the right direction towards giving, satisfying the needs of what people want?
Thank you very much for such an important question. I have seen the daily updates that the government has put and that they continue doing, putting all the time. But I must say that, you know, the whole process, I think it's a matter of, you know, confidence and trust between the government and its people. So no matter how much information you put out there, no matter how much you try to sanitize the process, it all goes back to even the political confidence itself, to the people who have confidence in the government again. So that's one issue that must be addressed before we even look at the processes that come from the government. So the government must make sure that, number one, it reestablishes itself and brings back the confidence, you know, that the confidence that people must have in it. And by so doing, it will, you know, realize the full potential of the people participating in government processes. So also, I think it's the lack of information, basically. People haven't, you know, got enough information in terms of how the processes are going, how are things unfolding, and even the centers that people are supposed to take vaccines, they are not really much popularized to the public. So people are not aware that much. If you count how many people can purchase data to go on Twitter, it's a very limited part of the population. So it's not necessarily about Twitter, it's not necessarily about social media, but it's about how the government plans to have each and every citizen aware of this process, not necessarily finding out on Facebook or Twitter, but having the government making effort to reach out to each and every citizen. Mm-hmm. I really think the government has to really look at its strategy of publicizing, not limiting to a certain, you know, sphere of the population, but trying to reach broader to the entire population so that everyone is aware and everyone can take part with the full knowledge that is required. And the government must be able to answer the questions that are being raised by the people.
Mm-hmm. All right, Funye, Nkelubambe, Ngane Cingweni, Mthatha Mlaleli, here I have a caller, and then when I'm done, I would like to go back to Dr. Smemezo to answer a couple of questions, seeing as though people are really curious about the medical side. So first up, let's take Umlaleli wethu. I have a caller on the line. Caller, Mthereri, welcome to the program. Unjani, Mnumzana, Ngane Cingweni.
Hey, Mara, Mnumzana,
hello, Ariparu Nare, Ndiyane?
Mnumzana, Simon.
Mkoma Simon, zuri kufamba?
Zuri kufamba.
Muri kutifonera muri kupi ko?
South Africa.
Kuri seiko ku South Africa?
Zuri kufamba.
Muziri mere muri kutari muri kusangana nedambudziko re COVID-19 raparadza nyika yose.
Muri kusangana na
Saka zvino mukoma Simon tikona zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe tipewo kamaundo yenyu kwava nenhomba nhatu dzichange dzichishandiswa munyika mukubaya vanhu kuitira kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 chisaendere mberi chitekeshera imuri kuzvionawo sei sechizvara cheZimbabwe
tiri kuzviona hedu bati tatinoona kuti vanhu vatanonoka kutora nhomba iyi hapana ruo rwakakwana
I'm going to go to the hospital. So zvazuluka ndapa leya muzwa Simon lapha ulayi uyakhasisa umlaleli ukwele South Africa esithi hayi ngempela indaba le yokuthemba uhulumeni wakwele Zimbabwe khanya ngani kuyahlupa yena uthi hayi yena njengesizalwane seZimbabwe akathembi lokuthemba ngempela ukuthi umongameli wahlatshwa iJackson la ngempela so yikho lokho kushiwo nguSimon likubona njani izulu kandaba bhalani inombolo zocingo silingenise kuhlelo. Now let's head over to Dr. Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
So people seem to have a lot of questions about these different vaccines that are there. People are asking for more information, and I am a little curious. Earlier on, we touched on the fact that is it necessary to have three different vaccines in rotation at the same time? I am also a little curious. People want to understand when they talk about efficacy, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. We heard the ambassador saying Covaxin is 81%. It has an 81% efficacy rate. What does that all mean? And if this has such a high efficacy rate, why still use the others that have a lower efficacy rate?
All right. So efficacy just means efficacy when it pertains to drugs. It just means does the drug achieve the required intent that is being taken for? Mm-hmm. Whatever you are taking the drug for, is it working towards that?
Mm-hmm.
So when we say the vaccine is 81% effective, it means out of the 100 people that were tested, 81 people achieved the required immunity that was needed.
Mm-hmm.
And according to research, there are different ways that people then approach or come up with their efficacy rate. And different people, we see with the different types of vaccine, there's different efficacy rates. But it's certainly to say, out of the people that are given the vaccine, does it achieve what we want it to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's 81%, it means an excellent number.
Mm-hmm. Now, earlier on, you heard Mr. Punya there talking once again about this discussion that keeps coming back. The discussion mm-hmm. around education on these vaccines. I remember when we initially started this whole vaccination process, people seemed to be resistant because they had trust issues with regards to the fact that the first vaccine came from China. Now we have a vaccine from India. Do you think that might help, having multiple vaccinations at the same time?
Yes. One thing we should understand, China, most products, even general products, come from China and India. Why? Because China and India, they are big countries and they have big manufacturing platforms or manufacturing industries. That can actually manufacture drugs for the entire world compared to certain countries which are smaller and don't have much capacity. So you will see most products come from China because they have the capacity to manufacture large quantities which can then be distributed throughout the world. So this is the same thing with vaccines as well. It's just because their capacity to do that and their industry and the capability, the human resource and so forth to produce the required amounts that are needed by the world at the moment. So having like I alluded to earlier, is good, especially for economies such as ours, whereby we can't afford to buy one type of vaccine for the whole population, but we need to have the different ones coming. So it's more now with economy rather than the type of vaccine. Because as long as the vaccine has been studied and has been rendered effective and efficacious, it doesn't matter what vaccine
you receive.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. But aside from the efficacy rates of these vaccines, is there anything different between all of them?
So, the virus itself is made out of different components. It's just like a human being has different parts. You have the leg, you have the arm, you have the head. So the virus has a different component to it as well.
It has the safety layer. It has the protein, it has the
DNA, the RNA. So what vaccines do,
some are whole cell vaccines, which means it's the whole cell and they create antibodies against the whole virus, or some certain segments of the virus which they attack.
Mm-hmm.
So
just like you can kill a person on live radio, but someone can actually die just by an accident of the head or the heart or so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same way under vaccines work. They attack certain segments of the virus so as to denature it.
Mm-hmm.
So different vaccines are produced differently to attack certain segments. So you see the Pfizer vaccine is more about the mRNA, the Sinopharm is more about the whole cell. So there are different ways of producing this arsenal, which we are calling vaccine, so that it produces antibodies that attack the certain segment of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So they are different in the way, in their mode of action,
mm-hmm.
but the end result is the same.
Tichipete edu hurukuru edu Dr. Smemeza ndruda kuzokora zvekare tichibata nyaya yeruzivo pamusoro pezve nhomba dzirimo munyika. Tinonzwa vanhu vakati wandei vari kutya kutora nhomba dzirimo munyika for two big reasons. Nyaya yekutanga ndiyo nyaya yambobatwa navapfunye vachiti aiwa munyika vanhu havana ruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezve nhomba idzi dziri kushandiswa. Vanhu vazhinji vari kukumbira hurumende kuti vatange zvirongwa zvakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu. Nyaya yechipiri inenge nyaya yereligion. Kune vanhu vari kuona zviri kuitika vanomboverenga mabhaibheri vane maondero ekuti nhomba iyi inenge chinhu chinokwanisa kukanganisa upenyu hwavo, havazopindeka kudenga uko. Senyanzvi inotarisa nyaya dzeutano, ndimi muri kukurudzira vanhu kuti vatore nhomba iyi. Ndeapi mashoko amungada kupa kune vanhu avo vane vasingade kubata nhomba iyi because of those two predominant reasons?
Okay, I think by the Rinotara is which can have that one, I don't want to go on that to be a So, by the Jairo Rinokuru Grau, my physician, maybe actual healthy at Nova. But Sandino Dakukuru Grau in the Chokuti. So it says, what I want to
do is one most influential in the society, and I'm not sure if I'm going to say, my leaders, I think we could dig the savannah to influential
mm-hmm.
in the different small segments of the economy and of the country, such that when they get to understand how these things work,
they can be able to deliver better information.
I think Imani Ungo share with you.
Information is based on facts, such that So it's important for us as medical people and the government, and also general people who know about the vaccine, to disseminate this information, especially to those who are influential,
so that they understand. And whenever they make the decision, they make it out of understanding, not just out of ESA or conspiracy theory.
Aiwa, Dr. Smemeza, thank you so much. Unfortunately, our time is up. I have another person that needs to join the conversation. But thank you so much for your input. I always appreciate having you on the program, man.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate being part of this.
Awesome. Now, let's head over back to Mnumzana U Ashley Punye before I take my next guest. Punye, usa connect ngweni na? Ashley Punye, usa connect ngweni na? Bengithi siyezwa phela labo abodokotela bakhanya ngani bayavumelana lani ukuthi uhulumende kumele aqale inhlelo ezijonge ukufundisa abantu okuthile when it comes to ama vaccines akhona elizweni. Kunjalo nje bayakhuthaza uZulu ukuthi athathe leli Jackson because bayasho ngempela ukuthi lilakho ukubasiza. Lina likubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo?
Thina oqakathekileyo ngihlala kahle yabantu ukuthi i-health yabantu ibe prioritized in the nation. So la in this crisis esiyifesayo, I think it's very important ukuthi abantu labo bekhuthazwe ukuthi bethathe i-vaccine. But which one la uyakwazi esintwini bathi angeke uthathe idonsi lihambise emfuleni ukuthi liyenathe amanzi ifike liyasukalinganathi ngokunqalingafuni. So it's a matter of information ifike ebantwini, it's a matter of confidence. Qakathekile indaba ye-confidence building between those that are governed and those that are governing. And then thina sithi futhi there must be a clear distribution plan ukuthi kumele sibekwazi ukuthi kunama-vaccine amahambileyo endaweni enje emangaki. Kumele sibekwazi abantu abasebenza khonaphana basebenza bebangaki. All those information needs to be there so that the process is transparent and people can trace through and see ukuthi kuya ngathi. So I think it's a combination of a lot of factors which really speak about, you know, the distribution plan, which speak about, and even, you know, making it easy and simple in learning language. Made of translate into Ndebele, into Shona, and into various languages, including sign language. The government must have a plan of making sure that this whole process is translated into all languages, so that everyone can be able to access it and everyone can be able to understand, you know, the whole process, how it's going to unfold, and the necessity of people taking the vaccine. As you have mentioned, that there are many theories stopping people from getting vaccinated, some including in the religious beliefs. So all those things, the government must come up with, you know, clear arguments that can convince people and that can state the importance. It's not the first vaccine in the world. There are many vaccines that are there in the world. But we need to make sure that the process is clear, it is explained, and people get to understand how things are going to unfold and how the process is going to happen.
Now, Ashley, I have another guest that I need to take, so let me quickly wrap up with you and then I can take the guest. We've established already what government has done and what government is currently doing with regards to the daily updates on Twitter. We hear Dr. Mahomva speaking on radio and other government-owned platforms. We see government trying as much as possible by using all platforms that it has to its access to update people on what's happening with COVID-19 and the vaccines. What more would you like to see government doing in that aspect?
So for us, I think it's a matter of the government, you know, really publishing a clear timeline, you know, as to when this is going to happen, how this is going to happen, and when people go and get vaccinated. And also, I think, as I mentioned earlier on, making everything accessible and not limiting, you know, information sharing to social media, but making sure that information is spread door by door. We have seen officials who are in government, especially when the campaigning period, they go door to door campaigning. Why do they take that initiative in this particular aspect, which is very important, affects the health of the health of the people? So they need to take it to the ground and make sure that, you know, everyone, the information that is needed. Those door-to-door campaigns are necessary. The government must submit the budget and all the donations that they get in terms of the whole vaccination process, so that there is trust and confidence and transparency in the entire vaccination process.
All right, Mnumzana Funye, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okugcina. Ngiyabona ukuthi kulomlaleli ocelayo ukuthi ungichazisele everything that you just said ngesintu. So just briefly, could you explain for them ngesiNdebele?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu kubalaleli. Engikushoyo ngithi umqoka yikuthi uhulumeni kumele aqalise ayakhe esithi confidence between abantu ababuswa yi-government, abakhokhelwa yi-government, la le-government yona ekhokhelayo, kumele kube le-confidence, le-trust because the entry process may come the worst. Then we need to mean the government may invest with information in the information on the social media. I'm going to tell you to tweet about Lucha and about the ones who afford to eat data. So you mean the government, Lava authority, mainly they touch that initiative because this thing is very important. It is affecting life. So the main government, they must take this as serious as their campaign so that everyone gets to know, everyone gets to understand who is we are happy. The Alomere publish a plan, a clear plan, which was a distribution plan, a plan, LS cut, a plan, and a budget, that's only because they're very transparent. Well, there was literally a very big around corruption made, you know, I'm a fan, and I hear that all those things clear so that everyone can follow around the United States, the funds which now, which has been vaccinated, and really contribute to the entire process.
Mnumzana Ashley Punya, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program. I really, really appreciate having you on the show, and I hope I get to have you again soon.
No, thank you very much for this opportunity. So that you protect yourself and protect those that are around you. Mask up and make sure that you take all the regulations that have been put.
That was Ashley Punye, a member of Citizens Manifesto, explaining they have a campaign going on. They're asking our government to ensure ukuthi bayachasisela uZulu ngokuthile down to the T. Vari kukumbira kahulumende kuti vatsanangure chirongwa chavo zvakanaka kuitira kuti munhu wese ave neruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvechirongwa chavo. By Wavanu Nomba. Muri Zimbabwe, let me welcome my next guest on Genayo Kuhlelo Van Likani Muvamba, Avandewe Sangano Replatform for Youth Development Trust. Vamuvamba, Tinom Gamchira Mchirongwa, welcome to the program.
Yo, Mazera say.
Aiwa, Chinan Magadi Enyu.
Aiwa, Dani Kokadi Enyu.
Gati Vaitato Pindam Chirongwa, Gati Vaitato Zianya Tinayo, Chukutari Sanya Zenomba, Zirimomunika, Zugushandiswa, COVID-19, ndimika murikushanda kumaruwa. Vanhu kumaruwa varikunyatso hwisisa here zvese zvirikuitika munyika pamusoro pezvekutekeshera kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nhomba dzirimo munyika.
Alright, nyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 inyaya yenhomba kumaruwa inyaya isinyaya yekunzi hwisisa. Vanhu vakasaririra, havana information yakakwana. Saka isusu platform for youth and community development tapinda mukuzvisa vanhu nenyaya yenhomba nenyaya yechirwere cheCOVID. Saka mukuzama kuita izvi takaita maprogram anokwana matatu ekuti tizivise vanhu nemuchipindi. Imwe yacho takaiti hash muganga wedu 2021 iyi yakatarisira pakuti muganga ndewedu tichireva nzvimbo kuti nzvimbo ndeyedu. Saka isusu kana nzvimbo iri yedu tisana takuchengeta nzvimbo yedu tichireva kuti isusu tikapera kufa munzvimbo medu hapana anenge atine nzvimbo. Kana takaiti harsh muganga wedu is an awareness campaign yekuudza vanhu kuti denda recovid-19 riko uye covid-19 inouraya. Akaiona ichiuraya from China, akaiona ichiuraya America and South Africa. So we've been taking those statistics home kunopa vanhu chokwadi chiripo kuvaratidza izvi nekuti vamwe vanhu havana kunge vaziva zvakakwana panyaya yezvirwere izvi. Takaitazve lonja imwe yatakati ngatirwisei utungu, ngatirwisei hash, ngatirwisei utungu. Yanga iri nyaya yakatarisana nekubayirwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19. Izvo pakabuda mashoko akawanda akasiyana-siyana kubva kwakatongodza kuiwa nhomba. Amwe akabuda muno muZimbabwe nevakuru vakataurawo vachiti hatibayirwi nekuda kwezvikonzero zvakasiyana. Saka izvi zvakapinda muvanhu, vanhu vakatanga kutya kuti kana vakuru vachiramba kuisusu inoda kuita sei. Saka we are in the community right now. Tichishandisa tichitaa maprograms iwawo ekudzidzisa vanhu kuti nhomba iyi haina kushata. Ngatibayirwei nhomba kuti tichengetedze isusu utano hwedu nekuti muganga watogara ndewedu hapana patingazori iya isusu vana venyu vamunogara navo tichikuitibayirwa izvinhu zvakashata. Saka the reception iri positive. Nekuti chivanhu vanoshanda navo, chivanhu vanogara navo. Saka vanhu vanodzidzisa vanotivimba. Saka tingoti dai zvatobita izvi. Zvaramba zvichienderera mberi. Hurumende yabatsirawo kuexplaina, kubudisa, kubvisa pfungwa isi negative mind ine vanhu about the jab of COVID-19.
Now, Mr. Muvamba, here we are dealing with a situation whereby a lot of people seem to have mistrust towards these vaccinations. As an organization, what are you doing to help people understand better about these vaccines, considering the fact that there's already a vacuum whereby people are demanding more information to know whether or not this is safe for their own well-being? What are you doing as an organization to help them there?
Yeah, as an organization, information in the world, remember, information in the World Health Organization, Tichi Taura, Murumi, Wedu, Kuno, Shindao, Wano, Vistika, Waka, Jeka, Nobody, 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 information in the Mukabushika. Like, by no Shika Paja, Wano, Wana, 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 Shoma, Wana, Wacha, Wanda, still fish. In trying to give that information, information, we are taking the Nikon, we are taking the community.
Saka zvino tirikuona kuti pa phase 2 yechirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba tinonzwa kuti vanhu vatikurei ana sekuru nana gogo navo ndivo vachange vachibaiwa nhomba kusanganisira varairidzi nevamwewo vari pasi pe phase 2 vana gogo nana sekuru vari kunzwisisa here zviri kudikana munyaya dzekubaiwa nhomba.
Ya, wana gogo wari kumeka kunzwisisa, asi ndinoda kuvimba kuti vamwe vacho vanonzwisisa. Wana gogo vanotya zvakanyanya kana sekuru, asi vanovimba kuti pakatanga kubairwa munhu aukuziva, kuti like pachikoro kwabairwa kunzi aticha nenguva vanoziva votoonawo vachibairwa navo zvinoita bring confidence mavari. Chavasiri kuda ana gogo kazhinji ndekuti ivo vanhu vatangwa kungoti chatouya kutinzi vabayiwa iwo. Vari kutyira kuti nemakore atava nawo neutano hwedu zvienderana tinambozviona. Saka vari kutya vari kuti mukatanga vabayirwa inini vana vedu takatarisa teiona tozoonawo then even maticha azivawo vamwe vacho vari kuramba kuti ndiibayirwa kwacho munoita vamwe vari kutezobayirwa after 3 months vairinouya ndimboti ndinenge ndaane mimba ndimbomira kubayirwa after 3 months ndozoona ndamboona vanenge vabayirwa kuti varii. So tiri kutorwisa kuti vanemwa nekumatichers kwazvo kuti vaandastende kuti the community inotrusta ivo more than anyone else because tichadi zvakati tiri kusipona mwana akati mai tichadi zvakati vanhu vanonzwisika kunharaunda kwatinogara kunoko zvakafanana namutapi madzimambo vanhu vanoti vakataura vanonzwisika mapolitical leaders vanhu vanoti vakataura ivo vakananzwa.
Vamuvamba
regai
ndikubatei pamuromo mukoma. Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma, nguva ndiyo yadyanana, asi zvandichaita ndichakufonerai toita imwe hurukuro yatichange tichiisa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki nemusuwo wesvondo. Handiti tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. So muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Umnumzana Ulikani Muvamba, osakulayo, otabuka ngale, echipinge, abalohlelo lapho bafundisa uzulu obuthile, ngale Jackson elisetshenziswa elizweni. But now, as we wrap up our conversation, muri Zimbabwe, earlier on, I told you all that we have a conversation with a young entrepreneur, Danielle Machibaya, who started her business under the lockdown. Let's head over to a clip of the interview that I had with Danielle.
So my company is called Baked by Dan, currently run by myself, my sister and my mom. And basically, I am the hands, and my sister and my mom are the wheels. And so we bake and produce products and deliver them to customers.
Oh, that's awesome. What exactly made you guys want to get into that baking? You know, when I think of entrepreneurship, a lot of people think of different things, but baking, it's such a luxury that we all love. What made you want to get into that?
I think I definitely have to say just I've always had a passion for cooking and for making food. And so I thought, you know what, it's lockdown. Why not do something exciting with my life, keep myself busy and active? And so, you know, that's how it came about.
So this actually started under the lockdown?
Yes, last lockdown.
Interesting. So how did you get into business under the lockdown? Because a lot of people were actually getting out of business out of the lockdown, but here you are getting into business. Walk us through that.
So pretty much I just set up an Instagram page because at the time I was seeing lots of small businesses pitching up, you know, people trying to get a source of income. And so I said to myself, you know what, why not make income for myself? Mm-hmm. And so I started my page up and I posted a couple of pictures, got some practice in, and then I started getting orders. And so that's how it started.
Interesting. So how's that been going for you, especially now that the lockdown has, well, it hasn't been lifted, but, you know, it's been relaxed a lot more. How's the business going for you?
The business is going good, although at the moment I am closed just because there's news of the third wave and, you know, another lockdown coming soon. So I've just been taking health precautions, and so I'm just closed for the moment.
I'll walk us through a lot more about that, and I like that you just mentioned that you're taking the necessary precautions. As a business, as an entrepreneur, what exactly are you doing towards contributing towards to ensure that, you know, COVID doesn't be spreading?
Definitely masks, sanitizing, social distancing, you know, meeting and delivering in open spaces, you know, not like very compact spaces. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I just have to say the masks, especially keeping lots of distance between each other, not touching each other, of course.
So now that you started your business under lockdown, could you walk us through some of the challenges that you faced? A lot of businesses I'm hearing have different stories about the challenges they faced under lockdown. What was it like for you?
I think just because I've been very enclosed, so I probably haven't faced as many problems as most business owners have, but I think just, you know, being cautious on the roads, because during the lockdowns there were police officers on the road, you know, it's kind of like, why are you traveling, where are you going? And, you know, they wouldn't understand that I've got a small business and trying to make an income. So I think that would have to be one of the challenges. I think the main challenge, definitely just getting around the city.
So now tell me something, Danielle. This month is a very important month for women across the whole world. It's Women's Month. So I want to hear more about your story as a young entrepreneur, as a young female entrepreneur. What's that journey been like for you?
It's been very exciting, Mike. I think it's very empowering to be a young Black woman living in Africa, you know, having the chance and the opportunity to run my own business. You know, I feel like I'm gaining exposure that's going to help me later on in life, and I'm very grateful for that experience. And I really feel like as a woman, we should, you know, empower each other just to do very big and outgoing things.
So talk to me about that in terms of what you would like to see your fellow women be able to accomplish, especially as young entrepreneurs.
I think definitely supporting each other, you know, opening businesses, getting into interesting jobs, you know, just not really female-orientated, shall I say, that would, you know, because society has this standard of what ladies should do and what ladies shouldn't do, you know, things like engineering and things like cooking as well, because I've seen in the cooking industry, it's very male-dominated. So I think, you know, just throwing ourselves out there, you never know where your net's going to land.
Recently, we've seen so many women step into positions of power, even in Africa. Is that something that you find exciting?
It is very exciting, it is.
Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, women have always been set back and kind of men have been in the bigger picture. But now seeing that, you know, there are other females out there doing great things. It empowers me myself. And I say, okay, that could be me one day. Why not give it a shot? And so I get that motivation and that drive from seeing other women in power.
Nice. So as we wrap up, of course, people want to know, where can they find these amazing cakes that Danielle bakes? Could you let them know how they can find you, be it on social media or get a hold of you if they're looking to be a chat with you or just find out more about the business?
You can find me on Instagram. I am Bakes by Dan. I've got my contact number in there as well. So if you want to send me a message on WhatsApp, you can.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, my time up is here. I'm not going to get in front of my COVID.